Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Available on your desktop, laptop, and mobile device. Now, unfortunately left to their own devices, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia.
This segment.
It's darling. It's my inner Carol Channing coming out.
Oh, yes.
She's helping you have loves the way you ship, darlings. You still got time to give us a buzz at 888-723-4630. So the great return issue for
right, and we still have Kathy on the line with us.
Right. So what they told you is just nonsense. In fact, it's not possible. You can't do that. But what you can do and what you have to do in situations like this where you're not using the global shipping program is when somebody wants to return something, you have to, and you're paying for the return shipping, they have to go to the post office and their whatever their postal situation is, ship the item back to you, and then they tell you how much the label cost and you reimburse them. Couldn't be more inefficient. But unfortunately, that's how it works. This is why I'm a great believer in the global shipping program, because not only does it take that question of customs off the table, customs is never included in the price of an item when you're shopping globally. So this is a naive consideration on the buyer's part. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But when they want to return the item, they have to actually – it's not possible to print a label for the UK post office or the French post office or the China post office, wherever the item's going. They actually have to go and purchase the label. So the standard protocol at this point is to have the buyer ship the item back, and the best thing is to have them indicate the postage cost, make sure it's on the label, and when you get the item back, you reimburse them for the shipping cost.
Kathy,
okay. Let me just further tell you what happened then. So I get back from the post office, and I call up eBay, and I ask for the resolution center, because otherwise you have to sit there and listen to four different people ask you your name, your store, and let me transfer you. So anyway, I get the resolution center, and I told them what I was told to do, and I told them I went and did that, and the post office will not do that. He said, okay, well, then you have to. I said, well, can't you send a message to this buyer and explain to him why we can't do this? He says, no problem, I'll do it. So he did. And then I get a letter back from the party that says, who bought the item, thanks for accepting my return. I've been in contact with someone from the eBay Revolution Center who informed me that there was an issue with the label. Now, they said they'd be more than happy to send, that this is going to be a lot of work on their part. They will send it back, but she wants me to refund her. And I told her I'd refund her because it was my fault, so I will give them a refund, that they want me to not only refund the cost that they paid, which was $45, but further the customs and the other customs.
No, you're not. No, don't do that. That's not how it works. Yeah.
Bottom line, Griff, I looked at this thing and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to hit the button, return, refund buyer, because I thought it's not worth it for me because the item wasn't that expensive to begin with.
Well, how much was it?
The item itself was $21. The buyer paid $40.
Yeah. I mean, So
I just refunded her total amount, and I sent her an email, a note through eBay saying that I have given her a total refund. If she doesn't, no need to send the teddy bear back, and if she doesn't want it, just to donate it. And I thought, I'm done.
Right. Hey, it happens. What can you do?
Anything she could have done differently?
Yeah, use global shipping program.
Exactly.
Why don't you use the global shipping program?
I'm not familiar with how that works.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
All right. So,
would have saved you a lot of heartache.
Yeah, would have. So if you go if you just go to the help and contact page, on the top of any eBay page and type in global shipping and, let me see. There's a lot of options here. So let's search. And then there's, the first one should be, using the global shipping program and the help items. It'll explain to you how it works, how you opt in. It is super easy. if you sell something, so you list your items, and once you're opted in, there's a checkbox on each item that you can check or uncheck to say, this item I will ship internationally through the Global Shipping Program. So sometimes I have to uncheck the box because I don't ship fragrances internationally, but other items I do. So I'll check that box, and if somebody from outside the U.S. buys the item, then I get a note saying, you know, you have a global shipping buyer. All you have to do is ship the item to this warehouse in Kentucky, which is our the center where all the items are aggregated, checked, and then shipped to the various countries. Once the items, once the tracking shows the item was delivered to Kentucky, when you print out the label for a global shipping transaction, it automatically puts that information in with barcodes that the systems, the scanners at the warehouse in Kentucky at Erlanger, next to the airport, can then read and knows exactly where it's going. But once the delivery confirmation shows the item is in the hands of the people in Kentucky, your responsibility ends. And the buyer has already paid all relevant custom fees, every other fee, at the point of transaction. It is added in. So it's a much smarter way to sell internationally. Most sellers now have been convinced, and they use it. I still run into sellers who won't use it, and I just shake my head. I think, why? Well, I heard, or I read. And I, yeah, but have you tested it? And they say, no, but I've heard, and I've read. No, no, you got to test it. You have to see if it works for you. Now, for some people, it doesn't work as well because they may sell items that are not as desirable at a higher price point, depending on whether or not customs are added. But even then, eBay does a very good job of presenting the item that's a global shipping item to international buyers, saying, this is going to be your cost, it's up front, and you're not going to be stuck with surprise charges after you purchase it, and it's going to get delivered to your door. It's not going to get stuck in your customs, country's customs warehouse. These are all the reasons to use it. So just go to Help and Contact, search for Global Shipping Program, and then look for the help article that explains the program itself.
And thank you so much for being a first-time caller today, Kathy. We truly appreciate that, and call us back anytime.
Yeah, and I apologize for that. I mean, that I've heard some... Look, our customer support team is excellent. And just occasionally, sometimes the advice might be a little wonky, but that, I've never heard anything like take a picture of the label.
Really?
Yeah, that's, someone's making stuff up on the fly.
Well, before we go to Gina,
yeah,
who's on the phone, I want to be sure to mention that you need to be sure to enter the Ship Ship Hooray Challenge sweepstakes at ebay.com/ship ship hooray. And this week's challenge is to offer same day handling on at least one new or revised listing. That's all you have to do. One
just
listing.
One. Yeah.
And this week's prize is a consultation with eBay's social media team plus $1,000 to spend on Facebook advertising. So if you've already entered the sweepstakes and finished the first 2 weeks' challenges, then completing week three will earn you a shot at the grand prize, a trip to San Francisco to meet with eBay's shipping team and a branding agency that will give your store a professional makeover. So again, go to ebay.com/ship ship hooray. Hooray to Gina for calling us today from Des Moines, New Mexico. Hey, Gina, known on eBay as Classy Souls. What's up, Gina?
Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank
you. Happy New Year to you.
Okay, so I have a question regarding promotions, and my understanding is when you offer a promotion, it now shows up underneath the listing, underneath the item description, which I'm seeing. What I'm confused about is the idea to have the promotions, was it so that other sellers' items weren't showing up in and around our listings, like right in the middle of it. So I have an item number.
Hold on. Let me get up to the top of the page here. Oh, jeez, it's taking forever.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm not, so hold on.
Hmm.
All right. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
183-049-073-973-908. Now, I have other listings where the items do not show up.
Wait, can you read the number again? I typed it wrong. I'm sorry. One,
okay.
Read it out on the game.
183.
Yes.
049.
Oh, damn. Hold on. My computer is just being a 183.
049.
049.
073.
073.
908.
078. Okay, I thought you said 978.
Zero.
All right. Okay, so we're looking at a pair of Etienne Agnew shoes. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very stylish.
Okay, okay, so underneath the picture, you're going to see people who viewed this item also viewed, and then three other sellers' items.
Yes.
Now, underneath, at the underneath the item description, you'll see my promotions.
Right.
Okay. These, I don't think these items are supposed to be viewed, because if I look at another listing, which is 173.
Hold on, hold on. You got to give me a moment here. Sorry. 173.
133.
133.
842.
842.
329. 329.
Okay.
Another shoe, you know, boots, and
right.
You can see that before the item description, there are no other sellers' items coming up there. And I've just looked at other ones, and none of the other items I looked at have the other sellers' items in front of that.
Right.
And so I'm just wondering what happened that
there's a test.
Showing
this is a test. Oh. The product team is running a test to test different aspects of the view item page, and that's why you're seeing the variation.
Okay, Gina?
Yep.
It's a test.
It's a test.
Just a test.
Yeah. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Coming up next, this week's closing segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone, even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 434.
Knowledge is power, and on eBay, it's profit as well. Linda Bryant is known on eBay as top-rated seller Bryant Apple and the Thai Whisperer. She says, research your products.
The thing about researching neckties is it changes constantly. Years ago, I could really sell all these Jerry Garcia ties, and it would go. It'd fly out. I couldn't give them away now. You have to keep on looking and learning. I have 7 books that have been written about neckties, and I'm going to love researching and learning all about those, because that's a lot to learn.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, a show where you can air your eBay laundry, sweep away your shipping cares, even vacuum your dusty inventory. Now, actually living in a vacuum, here's Griffin Lee.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source.
Well.
What?
Interesting show today.
I thought so.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so want to talk about the events?
Sure. There's a lot of them. I don't know if we can get to all of these.
Let's get as many as we can.
Well, yeah, but the whole segment on events?
Okay. Well, that's what we usually do. Would you like to talk about something else and then we'll do some events?
No, I don't have anything to talk about.
Well,
I'm making
You've
sales.
You've been strange today, big boy. Very strange.
I'm making some sales.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What did you sell?
I've sold some cologne. I sold some camera accessories. I sold just now, in fact, during the show, a Beatles collectible. It's a 1980s issue of a bunch of 45s, special edition of all their 45s they've released in a blue box. I just sold that.
How much did you sell that for?
$236.
Wow, Griff. That's good.
Yeah. I'm saving my dough.
Yes.
For retirement.
Yes. Hello.
Which I believe happens when I'm 80, right? 80 or 90?
I don't know, Griff. Yeah. I'm 75.
Yikes.
I'm thinking about it. I got a retirement spreadsheet that I've been doing for 3 years.
A retirement bedsheet?
Spreadsheet.
Oh, spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. I do. You have a special...
Well, you got to pay things off. You don't want to go into... for me, it'll be a semi-retirement.
See.
As long as my voice holds out, I'm not going to do radio shows, but I may do a fill-in or I may do a political podcast on my own once in a while, but no regularly scheduled radio shows, right? Oh. I'll still do voiceovers and things, so I'm calling it semi-retirement.
Semi.
And I have a spreadsheet, and it shows, you know, you want to start out your retirement with... No bills, okay? No credit card debt. So you want to get rid of your credit card debt.
That makes sense.
You want to get rid of most of the stuff you own because you don't need it.
That's what I'm doing.
You do not need it.
Yeah, you don't really need it. It served its purpose, but now it has to go find new homes.
So I get it, Griff.
I get it.
And, you know, there was a thing also today that I read. I don't know if it was Facebook or what. It could have been on eBay. Where her husband died last week. And everything's in his name, the PayPal account, the eBay account, everything. So people gave her good advice. She's going to get in touch with eBay and PayPal.
So this is a good point to give a tip to any eBay seller. If you're a single person without anyone, you know, that's running, helping you with the business, and you live alone, find someone you trust, a family member or friend that you can designate this information to upon your demise, and whether or not that's
even if you're married, Griff, you need to have each other.
Well, I was
going to
get
on there.
I was going to get there because first the single people,
yes, okay.
And then if you are married, make sure that you've given, even if you don't sell on eBay, make sure you've given your spouse access to the information they're going to need to help clear up accounts in the event of your untimely and tragic demise. So that they're not left doing lots of footwork. And in some cases, you know, it's very frustrating trying to get banks to deal with you. I remember a colleague of mine here whose parent died, and she had to spend over a year dealing with the mess that, her father had died early and then her mother had died. And it was a real nightmare. It took a year to get through it, and it just would have been all so much easier if they had left some contingency.
And
so,
guess what? I'm on a new rant here. Everybody 21 years old and older should have a will and a health plan.
Absolutely. So in that, let's go right to, speaking of wills and death, Buffalo, New York. Because on February 6, 2018, the Buffalo Niagara eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen. That's Tuesday, that February 6th, and it's from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Panera Bread in Amherst, New York. The topic is going to be a casual get-together so their new members can get to know one another.
February 7th, 2018, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Portland, Maine Post Office, the Oregon E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup will happen. The topic is Fantastic February, How to Succeed in 2018. This group meets the first Wednesday of every month.
And then one of our more popular groups, the Central Florida E-Commerce Group Meetup, will happen on Wednesday, February 7th from 6:45 to 8:45 p.m. at the Sons of Italy Lodge, number 2441 in Deltona, Florida. And they're going to be talking about, selling on eBay.
Then we travel down or up the map. As a matter of fact, to Homestead, Pennsylvania, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. Topics, eBay Q&A.
And another new group, newer group, is going to meet on February 10th. That's the Ohio Area eBay Sellers Group meetup. Happened February. That's a Saturday, February 10th at 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Tiki Underground in Hudson, Ohio. The topic is buying and selling ball caps and trucker hats for fun and profit. The presenter is Downtown Julie Brown. I don't think it's the one from MTV. Mm-hmm. Join us for an afternoon of fun and networking. Come prepared to share your scores and duds and any updates on your duds to studs listing and selling experiment.
Then on February 13th, Chicagoland area eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup, 6 to 9 p.m., Jimmy's Char House, Elk Grove Village, Illinois. The topic's going to be postal rate increases, what to buy and what not to buy for resale. Presenter's going to be Eric Nash from Stamps.com and Lynn Hudziak and Laura Bauer with Jawoda.
That's it. So.
And we'll on Valentine's Day, one more.
Well, okay, but quick.
Valentine's Day. Calgary eBay Seller Group Meetup, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Alastair Ross Technology Center, Calgary Innovates, Calgary AB. Topic, a new year and a new trading environment.
And AB is Alberta. This segment was brought to you by Bulk BULQ, the easy way to source. We'll be live on Tuesday, February 6th, next week, eBay Radio, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Join us then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
As an eBay seller, marketplace research is crucial to your success. And for the world's most successful e-commerce sellers, Terapeak is their go-to solution. With Terapeak, you'll know which products are jumping off the shelves, how to price your items and get them bound, even what your competition is doing and how you measure up. Terapeak can help you find new opportunities and increase your profits. And Terapeak can get you up and running fast. They've created training videos to help you get the most out of your marketplace research. And you can learn to use Terapeak's most powerful features and workflows in less than 1 minute. Just the facts, no frills. Whether you're a brand new, novice, or expert seller, Terapeak's marketplace research can quickly help you compete in today's e-commerce world. Try Terapeak free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.